Hey Gems, welcome back to the show. Let's not waste any time and jump straight into the topic. If you're afraid of losing money, then this is for you. One of the greatest fears that I hear women bring up when it comes to their money journey and wanting to create financial freedom is a fear of losing it. There's also like the fear of not having enough, and that we will talk about in a separate episode. But when it comes to wanting to have money, let's say for retirement and, you know, long-term investments, passive income, things like that, the number one thing I hear is that women are scared of losing money, which then makes them risk averse and paralyzes them to the point where they don't execute on a strategic plan in order to have the financial freedom that they desire. And so what we really have to do is begin unpacking where this fear comes from, why, and how to replace it and reframe it so that it works in your favor as opposed to hindering your progress. Now, when we're talking about money in general, honestly, we're really talking about other things. We're talking about values. We're talking about what you learned and didn't learn growing up. We're talking about what you believe and don't believe about, you know, money and abundance and work ethic. One of the things that dawned on me today as I was listening to something was, you know, there's a belief that, you know, obviously you have to work hard for money, and we think working hard requires time, energy, and effort. But if we want to have passive income streams, then that means that we would be making money while we're not doing anything. And so that goes completely against a belief that, you know, you have to work hard for money, or that it takes a lot of time to make and or have money. And so really some questions that I think are helpful to start with as you're unpacking, you know, what it is you learned and didn't learn about money is really considering, how was it that you saw people speaking about money, you know, growing up in your developmental stages? And what was it that you didn't hear them saying that you picked up covertly? Because sometimes it's not what's said out loud, the way that people talk about bills or their jobs, so on and so forth. Sometimes it's the glances, the sighs, you know what I mean? Like someone sees bills and they're like, ah, you know, it's the way that they avoid a conversation that is just as impactful as the overt things that we see, that people say, that we hear, right? So, you know, asking yourself that question, being able to also ask yourself, is the way that I see money and interact with it serving me now? Yes or no? And if yes, keep living your best life, doing whatever you're doing. If no, then what would be an experiment I can do, right? What would be better, quote unquote? But even if we say better, we still have to do the experiment to validate and confirm that that's the case or not. So, you know, what would be better, quote unquote, right? And how can I experiment to see what might happen? And so this is where I talk about, it's not necessarily for you to believe in yourself or in something before you experiment to see what could happen, and just have the mindset of a scientist. Run your experiment, change a variable. Usually you only want to change one or limit the variables you change so that you can see what actually makes a difference, and then be able to go from there. So, right, an experiment when it comes to fearing money to wanting to, let's say you don't want to fear money, you want to be friends with money. Well, how do you treat your friends? How do you talk to your friends, talk about your friends? How do you heal a relationship with a friend that maybe, you know, you feared judgment or fear was something that came into play? What would you do differently? And then how can you start experimenting with that in your money journey? And then be able to see what happens. Now, we also have to know that when we do experiments, we don't just do them once, we do them over and over again. So we can't sit and say, oh, well, I did the experiment, it didn't work. Have you replicated, right, repeated the experiment to really rule out whether it works or not? So if you fear money, there's probably a lot of reasons for it. And
it makes complete sense that you feel the way that you do, but do you have to continue to feel that way? And maybe even employing the fear of money can be helpful. Maybe I'll talk about employing our emotions in another episode as well, but I want to keep these short and sweet. I hope this is helpful for you today. If you want to learn more about joining our community and potentially, you know, being able to get some of the results that the ladies that that are already in our community are getting, then you want to use the link to apply. We really work with women who are, professionals that are making good money, but struggling to manage, multiply, and pay down debt. Manage and multiply their money and pay down debt. And, you know, to go from trying to control money to collaborate with it so that they can create an impact in the world and live a peaceful, prosperous, purpose-filled life. And if that sounds like you, I'd love to chat with you, see if there's any alignment. If nothing else, send you some resources. And we will chat soon. If you enjoyed this episode and would like to support the podcast, you have a few options. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to it, and you'll be notified as new episodes are uploaded. You can also leave a review or send me your feedback. Doing so helps me to create content that's relevant to what you want to hear about. And last, you can share the podcast with a friend. Whether it's directly or sharing it on your social media, it helps them to know that you think that this is information that they need to hear about. Thank you.